Our language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg has just returned from a vacation in France. He brought back some new ideas, which he'll share with us over the next few weeks. Today, a trip to a museum where he found the perfect show for a linguist.
The longest lines in Paris this summer are outside the new D'Orsay Museum, housed in a remodeled railway station on the Quai d'Orsay on the left bank. Most of the people are there to see a stunning permanent collection of 19th century French art. But I slipped away from the crowds in the Impressionist and Post-Impressionist galleries in order to visit a delightful exhibition called The Century of Dictionaries. Using art and graphics, the show honors the two great French lexicographers of the 19th century, Émile Littré and Pierre Larousse, whose name has become a synonym for dictionary in the French language. Now, an Englishman or American might wonder what a show about dictionaries is doing in an art museum. It would be hard to imagine the Metropolitan Museum devoting a major show to the influence of Noah Webster, after all. But then, French dictionaries are different from ours because the French don't think of their language the same way we do. English is the language of a number of different nations with distinct characters and national cultures, whereas French is basically the language of a single national civilization, a kind of cultural bouillabaisse where chunks of art, music, fashion, and history float around in a thick linguistic stock. So the French find it hard to imagine that you could learn their language without drinking in the rest of their civilization as well. French dictionaries reflect this attitude. Take the classic five-volume Grand Larousse, which used to sit in state in the floor-to-ceiling bookcases in the study of every traditional bourgeois home. The Grand Larousse is as much an encyclopedia as a dictionary, with much more biographical and cultural information than you'd find in Webster's International. But what's most striking is its extensive use of illustrations. Not just the little figures that our dictionaries squeeze into the margins, but hundreds of full-page lithographs and engravings, many of them adapted from paintings. There are plates showing the history of flags and costumes, the works of the great painters, the battles of Napoleon, the wildflowers of France. As you leaf through the dictionary, you can see why the Musée d'Orsay would find it an appropriate subject for a show, not just because it makes so much use of art, but because it is a museum in its own right, which tries to exemplify all of the things to which the French language has attached a word. In his book, The Words, Jean-Paul Sartre described his childhood discovery of the Grand Larousse in very much the way one might have described a museum visit. The Grand Larousse was everything for me. I would take out a volume at random and place it clumsily on my grandfather's reading stand. I opened it. I took real birds from their nests. I chased real butterflies perched on real flowers. Men and beasts were there in person. The engravings were their bodies. The texts were their souls, their singular essences. There's something very alluring in this. Surely no one ever wrote about the Oxford English Dictionary in such terms of wonder. But it is just too grandiose and too French, this idea of a language as a universal scheme that tags and classifies every object in the world in a vast grammatical system. When I look at the Grand Larousse, I think of what the English writer G.K. Chesterton wrote in his 1903 essay on the painter G.F. Watts. Man knows that there are in the human soul tints more bewildering, more numberless, and more nameless than the colors of an autumn forest. Yet he seriously believes that these things can every one of them, in all their tones and semitones, in all their blends and unions, be accurately represented by an arbitrary system of grunts and squeals.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University.